started, then let's talk about grocery shopping, right? Well, the first part of the outline, I put a biblical foundation, and I know not everybody involved with Manitech is a Christian, so I'm not trying to suggest that this is Christian only by any means, but that's my faith. And since I originally taught this whole program in a church setting, I just thought it might be a neat thing for some of you to have some of the Christian foundation. I usually do slides, and I bring up all these different verses, and you can look all these up and go through them. But one of the things, you know, at the bottom, 1C, so you can look at stewardship of the body, is about us taking care of our bodies and the critical importance that it's not just about our finances, but our physical bodies, because we're the temple of the Holy Spirit. So it's don't trash the body. Don't trash the Holy Spirit's residence, okay? And look at it that way. Maybe that'll help you stop drinking Diet Cokes and eat McDonald's and all the other things that you're doing that you know are bad for you, but you still do them. Those are what I call, that's a slight edge. For some of you, it's a little bigger than slight, but it's about how do I change some of those habits to really live the life that I'm out there preaching and teaching. And that's what's so important. My husband the other day, in fact, he said to me, he goes, you know, Mary Jo, I see some of these people and they're out there, they're smoking or they're drinking a lot or they're doing Diet Cokes and they're doing, he goes, one of the things I really appreciate about you is you, I said, he goes, I laugh at you about your rabbit foods and all that stuff, but he goes, but you walk the talk. And I just was so happy to see my husband be so excited about his wife who stays in integrity. Now, that doesn't mean I'm perfect, but you know what? I get it. I go off the path once in a while, but I jump back on because it's so critical to me to be the person that I want other people to be. If you want to influence other people's lives, you can't be something other than that, right? So start with yourself. And, of course, the last thing in that section is 90% of the money we spend on foods by Americans is processed foods, which is all the stuff that are altered from God's original design, whether it's, you know, GMOs, enriched chemical additives, colorings, artificial colorings, flavorings, you know, all these things, preservative, all this garbage. I mean, it's just, and we have become the number one toxic country in the world. We consume more toxins in our foods than any other country in the world. And that's where we are. And, you know, I get it. A lot of people argue the reason we modified and did all this was to feed the world and we needed to produce more. And I go, for what price? You know, we cut these corners, and for what price? For what price? So now these children are all dying of malnutrition instead of starvation. Oh, great. That's really a blessing. Wrong. Let's get it right. Let's get it right. So we need to understand that. Okay, so grocery shopping. When I kick people off in grocery shopping, and whether I'm starting in a grocery store with people, like many of you choose to do, I like to lay out basics. And you can even take this list of basics, and you can type it up, separate it out and type it up, and hand that out as a basics. Just say grocery shopping, shopping basics, because I do that sometimes. And they just are outlined like this. Never go shopping when you're really hungry. These are just common sense things. What happens when you go shopping when you're really hungry? You buy everything you see. Because you're so hungry. Use a pre-written list. Why do you do that? Because you don't want to buy everything that's on sale. You know, that's our problem. We go out there and we see, oh my gosh, half price. Oh, buy one, get one free. And why do you think these people put these ads in stores? Because you suck into them. I mean, we're just really suckers when it comes to stuff that's marked down or free. How many of you could raise your hand and say, Mary Jo, that's me? Of course it's you. It's all of us. And we come home with twice the size of our groceries basket than we planned. Right? So use a pre-written list. Never buy something just because you have a coupon. Oh, my gosh. Why do you think they give you coupons? Because they know it's going to entice you to buy something you wouldn't have otherwise bought. Buy mainly from the perimeter because that's the land of the living. In fact, when I walk people through the grocery store, I tell them, let's start in the land of the living, and then we'll go in the land of the dead, you know, because that's what the center of the grocery store is. So the live foods are on the perimeter, dead foods in the middle. The main focus you want to have on a lot of the area, now this is your main focus, not the only focus, is you're going to be looking at ingredients, things like fiber, calories, fat, trans fats, sugar, and salt levels. Here's just a basic flat recommendation. The FDA recommends 30 grams of fiber to diet every day, in your diet every day. And you want never to have over 30% fat calories in a serving. In other words, if you're buying something, you don't want it to be 80% fat. Now, there's going to be some qualifications on that because we know there's certain products that are 80% fat, like nuts and like cheese, things that you probably eat every day. So all that means is when you find these products out that are 80% fat, okay, 80% of the calories are fat calories, you want to limit the quantity because nuts have tremendous value. But you know what? If you eat a lot of them, where do you end up? And you should see the people when I teach this. People look at me and they go, oh, you mean when I buy that jar or can of cashews, I shouldn't eat the whole thing while I'm watching the football game? Oh! I gasped when people say that to me. I gasped. And you wonder why our society is so huge. So anyway, so these are just basic. And then watch out for marketing ploys, i.e. people put no cholesterol. But then what happens is fats and no fiber. So you can't look for one thing. You must capture the essence of the product, which means it's not about one thing. And marketing fads, too, are hilarious. And some of them, they'll put no cholesterol. Like on pretzels, they put no cholesterol. Well, pretzels never had anything that had cholesterol. I mean, it's hilarious how they try to entice you by advertisements, right? All right, so let's start in our grocery tour. We start with fresh fruits and vegetables. Make smart choices. You got three kind of choices when you talk about buying fruits and vegetables: fresh, frozen, canned. Which one is the best? Well, probably some of you are going to pick fresh. I'm going to suggest that sometimes frozen is even better than fresh. Why is that? Because what do they do with fruits and vegetables they pick that are already totally ripened, vine ripened? They can't get them to the grocery store shelves and sell them as fresh, so those are the ones they put in to freeze. So some of your frozen fruits and vegetables actually are healthier than your fresh ones. Now, that's an intriguing fact, but true. Watch out for the frozen ones, though. You don't want to add the syrup and all the other garbage on it. You really want it chopped and frozen. That's it. Avoid the excessive processing or added sugars. And don't ever buy any frozen in syrup. Okay? Garbage. All that is. How many of you have made strawberry shortcake? And what do? You cook the bake the shortcakes, or you buy them at the, some of you buy them at the store. I always make from scratch because I always use my organic ingredients. And then you take the strawberries, and how do they tell you to make the strawberries? They tell you to put like 2 cups of sugar and a couple of cups of water in it, and you stir it up, and you let it sit in the refrigerator and marinate for about an hour. Well, what have you just done? You've just destroyed beautiful strawberries. So what we do is we have our strawberries. You know how to make strawberry tea? Here, I'll help you guys. Take like 10 of the strawberries and put them in a blender and blend them to Dickens so that they become liquidy, and now add that to the base and throw the big chunks of strawberries in there. Boy, who came up with that idea? Pretty smart, huh? Strawberry shortcake. Yeah, there's many ways to skin cats. Sorry, cats. All right, and then you also have canned, and I always laugh about canned. If you're going to eat canned vegetables, you want to make sure you put them in a colander and drain them and wash them, because there's tons of preservatives and salt. The sodium level's off the charts, and you don't want all that sodium. So do that. But I always tell people, this is my saying. I say if you're going to eat canned vegetables, you're better off eating the can than what's in it, because there's more nutrients and iron in the can than there is in what's in the vegetables. I hate canned vegetables. If you don't catch my drift, there it is. The only thing canned in my house is tomato sauce. I'll buy my tomato sauce or my canned tomatoes to make my own, because I make spaghetti sauce from scratch, but I use that. Yes, you could use tomatoes from your garden, things like that, to make your own tomato sauce, but that's one thing I don't do yet because my garden's not big enough and producing enough tomatoes. So I still buy the canned tomatoes. All right, in selecting fruits and vegetables, how do you talk them through it? Number one, always make selections around different colors. A lot of people don't realize that the reason fruits and vegetables come in different colors is because they have totally different, unique phytonutrients. So you don't want to buy everything green or everything yellow or everything orange, okay? So you want to buy a broad selection of different colors because you're getting different phytonutrients that our bodies need. Secondly, in selecting fruits and vegetables, lettuce. When you talk about lettuce, you always want dark green, you know, like romaine, endive, rodizio, those kind of spinach in your salads. Iceberg has virtually no nutritional value. It also has laced with arsenic. There's a big issue going around with arsenic right now, I believe, in something. I can't remember what it is, but they were talking about it on the news. Buy certified organic whenever possible to rid your body of poisons, okay? Now, let me talk, there's a clean 15 and a dirty dozen. I don't know if you guys are familiar with this, but you can look this up on the internet. What the dirty dozen clean 15 are, there's basically clean 15 are things you don't need to buy organic because they don't carry pesticides. They're very, very low in pesticides, very low. They don't use them in the growing processes typically. Things like onions, avocados, corn, pineapple, mangoes, asparagus, peas, kiwi, cabbage. Those are some of them. I just gave you about 9 or 10 of them. You can look this up on the internet, though. Those are things that are clean 15. The dirty dozen are ones that are high pesticide content. And those are things like apples, strawberries, celery. So you can look up your Dirty Dozen. Those are the things you never want to buy except organically, okay? So because they are high content pesticides. And some of you didn't even know that existed, but those are interesting things to know. Vine ripen, if at all possible, but teach people what vine ripen means. You can find vine ripen tomatoes and teach them why they call them vine ripen, and you can hold them up in the grocery store and show them the vine still attached. But these tomatoes, when they came in this grocery store, were 100% green. So it's a dead vine that they're ripening on. And then I usually teach them about high glycemic, low glycemic. When you're in the fruit and vegetable department, the fruits, the high glycemic fruits are bananas, raisins, watermelon, pineapple. The veggies are corn and white potatoes. For the most part, that covers what you need to do. And then some people talk about pre-cut fruits. They're good, but stay away from, again, the syrups. Fruit rolls, not. They're just chock full of sugar, tons of sugar. Dehydrated fruit is better for you since it's fruit only, but again, it's very high sugar content in a very small dose. So don't eat a lot of that dried fruit stuff because you're going to get massive quantities of sugar. And that's about it for fresh fruits and vegetables. Okay, move on. I usually talk about sweet potatoes, baked potatoes, white potatoes because people don't understand. White potatoes are high glycemic. Sweet potatoes are low glycemic. I mean, it's really hilarious because you think the word sweet means sugar. But I love to talk about that as well. So you could add that to your display when you talk about potatoes. There are going to be things you're going to see in the store that I don't mention, but you're going to be able to, you know, incorporate in as you're walking through. Meats and fish. Beef is truly our greatest threat. If you ever buy beef, you should buy at least 90 to 95% lean. The fat content around regular hamburger meat is about 45% fat. That's why when you put it on a grill or you put it in a frying pan or your George Foreman, you got to replace that little black tray two or three times as you're making 8 to 10 hamburgers because all the grease coming out, ugh, gross. We also like lean meat, so buy as lean as you possibly can get. I don't go, in my family, never under 90%. Or we buy free range, like buffalo meat, things like that, venison. Most wild game is also very lean. Other issues with beef is antibiotics, steroids, which cause a tremendous hormone imbalance in our bodies. Geraldo did a 2020 on Puerto Rican kids showing boys developing breasts and girls starting their periods at 8 to 10 years old. All of this due to the kind of food consumption. I guess this is supposed to be deleted in here. Sorry, you guys. I didn't want to tell you my food. Another reason to buy Whole Foods, buy at Whole Foods. So you can see that these are real big problems. You want to make sure that you're getting things that are free range. Chicken, turkey, always buy lean cut loin, all these chicken, turkey, pork, ham, all lean cuts. You want to get as lean as possible. Always cook the chicken and turkey without the skin, because what's the skin? They say 70% of the fat in a chicken is found associated with the skin. So a lot of people strip that off before they cook it. I usually strip it off and cut it up and take out all the fat, because they're just globs of fat, the nodules throughout. And then I just use the chicken that way. Ground meats, but chicken has the same problem with antibiotics and steroids, and again, vitamin D limited because most of the chickens are just, they're in coops. And you can find free-range chicken out there, and it's the best. Ground meats, I only mention this because of ground turkey. Some people say that because it's become a rave, and I say be very careful. You always want to look at the fat content, okay? Always, because just because it says ground turkey doesn't mean it's better than ground beef, because they'll grind up just as much. They catch you on stuff like that because you're not a seasoned shopper. You got to be a smart shopper. Sausages, lunch meats. Those are loaded with nitrates, artificial dyes, chemicals. They can also cause parasite infestation. I don't use anything, only all natural, using no chemicals like, again, what I find at Whole Foods. Pork sausage is very troublesome, as are hot dogs. And I tell people to get people to stop eating sausage. I think it's the worst thing you can put in your body, one of the worst. And I tell people that the FDA passed a rule about 20 years ago because there was so much garbage going into our sausage making. They had to limit the amount of hair. Now the law says that you can't have more than 20% hair in sausage. Usually that comment alone causes people to stay away from sausage. Otherwise, they need to buy a lot of floss to get the hair out from under their teeth. Okay, fish is typically lean and very high in omega-3s. and essential fatty acids needed in our diets. But be careful because of mercury poisoning PCBs. We're also warned in scripture not to eat shellfish. They're scavengers, they're bottom feeders, and there's reasons for that. But do I eat them once in a while? Once in a while. I'm not a big shellfish eater myself. Also watch out for food coloring. They put a ton of red coloring, food coloring. Salmon doesn't come naturally red, so you're seeing a lot of food coloring when you look at buying salmon, and it's a nice red color. Okay, so that kind of takes us through meats, dairy, focus on fats, trans fats, and sugar. You want to, milk is always low fat, okay? You always want to buy low fat. Fresh from organic farmer is best. Our homogenizing and pasteurizing destroys the value of milk due to the high heat processing. It destroys some of the nutrients in milk, and there's a great little chart. If you look that up, you can find that on the internet as well. It shows you everything that we lose with pasteurizing and homogenizing milk. But one of the enzymes lost is phosphatase. That's an enzyme that's needed for our body to absorb the calcium. That's why people who drink milk, homogenized milk, and pasteurized milk for calcium are lose-lose. It's not a calcium source that's effective for you. The net result is your body doesn't get the calcium, doesn't know how to use it. And understand, too, that people think 1% and 2%, there's not a big difference, but there's a gigantic difference. 1% has only 19% calories from fat, whereas 2% gets 45% of its calories from fat. And remember the rule, 30%, so you never want to get anything above 1%. Goat's milk is terrific. That's in Scripture, too. They tell us goat's milk the best. And they have so many good nutrients in it, but it's hard to find. Butter and margarine war, understanding the good, the bad, and the ugly. Ugly is what? Hydrogenated fats. Good fats are monounsaturated fats, which are like your avocados, things like that. And then you have the bad fats, which are the fats that are your unsaturated fats, like your fats in the animal fat. Those kind of fats are bad fats. The ugly are the trans fats. So you want to avoid trans fats, and trans fats are huge in butter and margarine things. And almost anything that's solidified it's hydrogenated. And that's what they do is they inject hydrogen into the oil to solidify it so it's easier to ship and easier to use. So instead of liquid form, they have these huge hunks of lard and these kind of things. These are hydrogenated. This is our gigantic Lipitor issue. Why? Why do people take Lipitor? And Zocor and all of these horrible statin drugs, cholesterol issues, right? We went on this war on cholesterol, told everybody to stop eating eggs, which is ridiculous. It's not what we're eating, what we're causing our liver to produce more cholesterol, which is trans fats. They now know that connection exists, so you stay away from hydrogenated or saturated fats, most specifically hydrogenated. Certified raw butter is what I use. No coloring, unpasteurized, highest quality you can get. I sometimes use, to cut down on calories, I'll mix butter with olive oil or just use straight olive oil. Yogurt, watch sugar content. This is great when you're in a grocery store. You can show them a yogurt. Show them a plain yogurt and then show them yogurt with raspberries. And the yogurt with the raspberries is sugar off the charts. Even they go, but it's low fat, Mary Jo. I don't care. Low fat means they've added tons of sugar because low fat tastes terrible. So they pick up the flavor, they add a ton of sugar. You should never buy any yogurt except for plain. And that's the rule I use. If you want blueberries, if you like blueberry yogurt, buy a carton of blueberries to go with your yogurt. If you like strawberry yogurt, what do? Buy a carton of strawberries to go with your yogurt. That's the way you jazz up your yogurt. But all those yogurts with food, with different fruits in them, they add tons of sugar. All that syrup is full of sugar, sugar, sugar. Others like sour cream, non-dairy creamers, I don't touch anything non-dairy. I always, fake is fake, and it's all synthetic, and it's all non-natural. So, but I get light, low fat, watch out for those artificial sweeteners in there as well. Cheese, my favorite brand, Organic Valley. I buy only white cheese. Every once in a while, some orange creeps into my house. All orange cheese is dyed. Cheese doesn't come naturally. This usually shocks everybody. Cheese only comes white or off-white. So the minute you see orange cheese, you know it's been dyed. So, and cheese, again, has between 70-80% fat from calories, right? That's fat from calories. So you want to really limit the amount of cheese that you consume in the first place. they basically are very low in trans fats, which are unhealthiest, but they're saturated fats, which are the bad fats. So you avoid sticky cheeses, and mozzarella would be something. It's a sticky cheese. And you, of course, avoid, like the plague, any cheeses like Cheese Whiz, Velveeta, because those that contain the emulsifiers, lactic acid, colorings, and preservatives. And I don't buy anything that's called cheese slices unless it's from natural cheese. A lot of that processed cheese, run the other direction. Eggs. Chickens are all raised in coops, so really deficient in vitamin D since they never see the light of day. When you buy eggs, buy free range. And, you know, I can buy a carton of eggs today when they're on sale for $1 for a carton of eggs. My free range are $2.50, sometimes $3, but worth every penny. Free range, organic, avoid the antibiotics, the steroids, the chemicals, and know that you're getting good vitamin D in your source of eggs. Okay, let's move on to the bread department. Because now we've kind of made it around our grocery store with meats, vegetables, and dairy. Now we're heading towards breads. Oh, by the way, in the dairy department, you're going to have people talk to you about, like, margarine that says heart healthy on it. You know, they can put one ingredient in there. This is why I always laugh. I pick out the ingredient that allows them to say heart healthy because they put one little bitty ingredient, a little bit of it, and they can call it, the FDA allows them to call it heart healthy. The other 12 ingredients will kill you. And so, you know, people are just very, it's really important to get this across when you're teaching people grocery shopping, that heart healthy means absolutely nothing except there happens to be one iota of one ingredient in there that allows them to make that representation. So don't get caught up in marketing ploys. Breads, one of the important things to focus on when you go buy breads is fiber and sugar. You want high fiber, low sugar, okay? And you need to, I gave you some history in the outline. You can read that and use that if you want. Enriched flour, we take out 23 nutrients and add back 11. How ridiculous is that? And enriched flour, when you add flour, this is especially important for those of you who bake, don't ever buy enriched flour, ever. Because they're finding that the enrichment, when they add these nutrients back in, the way they add them are in such a way that we can't absorb them and they can actually become rancid in our bodies. So white bread is like the plague. The only wonder about Wonder Bread, I love to tell people this too, is it's a wonder we're still alive today after eating so much Wonder Bread in our early years. It affects our colon. White bread, it lines the colon wall, stopping the body from nutrient absorption. So you stay away from whites. You buy whole grain. You watch out for wheat bread. If it says wheat bread, run the other direction. You want to make sure it's from 100% wheat flour because otherwise for wheat bread, all they do is use a caramel coloring of white bread. Isn't that amazing how they defraud you as a consumer? You want 100% whole wheat flour, 7 grains, Ezekiel bread found in the refrigerator department, whatever. Those are the kind of things you look for. Because what you're doing is you're taking something that's virtually exclusively a carbohydrate and you're adding nuts and grains to it, so you're adding all these protein particles to it that helps your body absorb it without having a major diabetic shock. In other words, it's not hitting your bloodstream as 100% carbohydrate, converts to sugar, demands the pancreas, issue insulin so it can convert the sugar into something usable in the body. You don't want that to happen, so stay away from whites. Never should you touch white bread. People go, oh, Mary Jo, but I love that French bread, or I love this, or I love that. Great, go ahead. Your choice. Again, slight edge. Bread-like products are not okay. Pop-tarts, donuts, pastries, they're packed full of sugar, hard on energy, moods, focusing ability, all of that's impacted. Bagels are extremely high in carbohydrate content. The only good one I found was Pepperidge Farm offering 100% whole grain bagel with high fiber. So be wary of that. The things that people who like bagels today, what I tell them to do is get those bagel thins, not the crusty ones, but the thin ones that are actually like bread-like, and just to have a little bit. It gives you the taste of the bagel. It's like a you guys know what I'm talking about, right? You can buy the bread thins today, too, even when you're eating, like if you want to have a sandwich. I used to eat sandwiches with lettuce wraps, and now they have those little itty-bitty thin. They're about a quarter-inch thick of little, what do they call, Lydia? I can't remember. But if you find some good ones that are a 7-grain, those things are so thin, I mean, they're hardly like having bread at all. Very good for the body in terms of low carbohydrates, high fiber, so it's a good thing to have a sandwich. And if you bake, only buy unbleached flour, preferably organic, which is now basically on everyone's store shelves. Enriched is ridiculous, as I said earlier. Okay, let's jump in the cereal department. This is a joke. I mean, virtually every cereal out there is just packed full of unbelievable amounts of sugar. Almost all are vitamin enriched and nothing other than candy. Vitamin enrichment, most of them are synthetic. Look at virtually all the vitamins. When you look at vitamin lists on cereal, you know they're synthetic. And you guys are all been watching the Nutriverse video, the new video that we have out about extreme food makeovers, where Simon Cryer's wife is the gal who's sitting at the table and said, I used to buy these cereals for my children because they had, looked great. It had blueberries on the outside of the box. And then I found out it didn't have any blueberries in it. Isn't that amazing? That's what they do to you. Talk about total lie. Total lie. Right? I mean, it's fraud. It's fake blueberry. It's fake. It's, you know, oh, and how do they make the blue that they put in yogurt? They make it from dead moths from Mexico. Just use your Fujicate little button and watch what it says there. It's amazing because the amount of pesticides, high in sugar, high in processed carbohydrates, it's kind of like a Milky. Would you give your child a Milky Way for breakfast? Well, a Milky Way has 5 teaspoons. These are great analogies to use when you're grocery shopping with people. A Milky Way has 5 teaspoons of sugar in it. But a bowl of Fruit Loops or Sugar Frosted Flakes has 16 teaspoons of sugar. Think about it. It's like eating 3 Milky Ways for breakfast. Would you do that to your kid? Some of you are doing it every day, and people need to know. If you want to eat cereal, look for no added sugar and be aware of alternative sugar names. Corn syrup, for instance. I have a laundry list. I don't know if you guys have it, but find it. It's a list of all the different names for sugars. I don't think we attached that to the outline, though we did. You can do a Google search and see it. They're like 20 names that they put on different products that are just another name for sugars. So be careful. Look for high fiber, higher protein content, no preservatives, additives, colors. Okay, I tell people if you want to get your kids on a new track, do a search on the aisle, the cereal aisle, and just let them go out there and say, okay, whoever comes up with the best cereal, you get to win. You win. And you give them a treat or something, and not a candy bar, a Milky Way by any means, to compensate for them finding a good cereal. But the idea is you give them some kind of treat, and you just do, it's a scavenger hunt on that cereal aisle. Kids love scavenger hunts. So give them something productive to do that gets them, builds their consciousness about what they need to be eating. Have fun with this with your kids, really. It works. And I know they're going to want sugar puffs, and then they get home and they want to put a teaspoon of sugar on top of it because it's not sweet enough. Oh, my gosh, kill your kids. Go ahead. That's what parents are doing today. And it should be outlawed, but we can at least educate. I recommend muesli, oatmeal, not instant, Nabisco 100% brand, Uncle Sam cereals, 10 grams fiber, almost no sugar added. I mean, there's some good ones out there. Smart Start, Healthy Original sounds good, but when you start looking at the ingredients, 17 grams of sugar and only 5 grams of fiber. Ouch. So you got to watch out for the names they call their cereals. And that's how most people shop, is what they read, because they don't look at the ingredient levels. They look at what is on the outside of the package, thinking that somehow our FDA protects us. Wrong. Breakfast drinks, carnations very high in sugar. Low glycemic meal replacement is kind of fine. Find those that are low glycemic. Cereal bars and snacks, most of them are high glycemic. There are a few of them that are pretty good. I found a bar, I don't even know what it is, Nature Valley I use. It's kind of like peanut, it's almond something, chocolate almond or something. So it even has a little chocolate for Mary Jo's love of chocolate. But it's got tons of protein in it. So because I have a protein deficiency in my life because of my desire to eat like a rabbit all the time, I love to have that bar for breakfast. So you might just find something that makes sense. It's not high glycemic, but they're hard to find. Search. I must have looked through every one of the bars they had at the grocery store before I located this one in particular. So it's just a matter of just educating yourself and looking at them all. What about, I talked about breakfast drinks bars I just talked about. South Beach Fiber One's good. Granola bars typically are very high in sugar, low in fiber and protein. So I love granola, but you know what? When I eat granola, my body just bloats up. And I know why, because it's so ton of sugar and it's just, it's very fattening. Granola can be very fattening. So the bars and the granola cereals, all that can be fattening as well. Next, pasta, rice, mostly an issue of high carbohydrate content. So when you're going through that aisle, you want to talk about the high carbo. If you have a choice of pasta, stay away from all the white ones. Use spinach or whole wheat or those kind of things. Ramen noodles with fresh steamed vegetables is a great alternative to even using pastas at all. Pasta sauces, stay away from what they make in the grocery store shelves. They're typically all loaded with sugar. Or make your own from scratch like I do. When you buy rice, I use brown basmati and wild rice. I stay away from white rice like the plague. And how about those of you who love Chinese food and love the fried rice? Oh, my gosh, kill yourself twice over. Fried rice is horrible for you, okay? What is it fried in? Don't even ask, okay? It's amazing what they use on it. First of all, they use like a lard, they fry it, and then they throw soy sauce, monosodium glutamate. I just want to throw up. So be careful. I know it tastes great, but, you know, you can make your own fried rice. Use olive oil, a little bit of olive oil, and you can crack an egg and fry it in there and chop up some scallions. And, you know, if you want to put a little chicken pieces in there or, you know, free-range chicken, great. Do it yourself. And you're all going, Mary Jo, that takes so much time. Good. Do you want to be alive and well, or do you want to be sick? Choice is yours. Desserts, ice cream, most of it's not that high in sugar, but it's the fat in ice cream that's going to kill you. So forget about low carb. I love all this carb freedom and all these people that advertise low carbohydrate ice cream, but it's 60% more fat content. So Eddie's Light, Breyer's Light, something like that, 28% fat content. Remember, you stay away from 30% calories from fat. Anything that's over 30%, you should be turning your back and walking the other direction. The only exceptions to the rule will be things like nuts, but then have just very small quantity at a time, and cheese, limited amount of cheese. Cookies and all that stuff, I don't buy any store-bought bakery. It doesn't exist in my house. It doesn't happen here. Why? Because it's full of trans fats. Almost all of it has hydrogenated fats, artificial stuff in it. The flour is just enriched flour. It's just, all of it's just garbage. So I make my own bread. You can ask Lydia. I make her four loaves of pumpkin bread, you know, once every month. I make my husband banana nut bread once every 2 weeks, I think. We freeze half of it, and then he goes through half of a loaf a week. We just stay away from stuff, and we don't use bread and sandwiches. I do use those little thin things, though, that probably have some trans fats in them, but they're very limited. If you're going to get them, that's the best you can do. Make your own. I mean, it's really fun. Organic flour, organic sugar, it's all out there today, people. I mean, you can get organic eggs, organic flour, organic sugar. Whoa! Are you kidding? Taste the best. And that's what I do with my breads and my cookies and the things that I make. Sugar's off the chart. You better have, any kind of things. Yogurt with fresh fruit, it's just fresh fruit. Make sure that's true. We talked about that already as well, and all the bakery goods. Next, snacks. Okay, snacks. Nuts we talked about already. We talked about 80% of their calories come from fat. They have some great, they're very healthy. I mean, walnuts are terrifically healthy. They have some great omegas in them and other things. So there's just some great ingredients in nuts. So I don't say don't eat nuts. I just regulate. So get a handful of, you know, 8 or 10 nuts or something like that in your hand, and that's all you have. You don't have 4 handfuls. You don't finish off a whole, you know, bowl of them, because that's too much fat for your system at a time. And it's so hard, especially with men. Oh, my gosh, men. My husband, I would buy these big things of cashews, and he'd eat like one third of the big plastic container. And I go, do you know how many? And all you got to do, if you really want to know the difference, here's what is the problem. Not just with nuts, but let's go on to Fritos, Doritos, potato chips. When I walk people through the grocery store and talk about Fritos, Doritos, potato chips, all these, you know, things, and they have low fat and they have this kind of thing, so I talk about some of these that might be not be as bad as other things, and the blue corn and the stuff like that, right? But I always tell them, I say, I grab a package off the shelf, a small pack, and I look at this, I'll read the back to them, and I'll go, I'll say, how many calories? Oh, 120 calories per serving. How much fat? Oh, only 20, you know, fat grams or fat per 20% of calories from fat. So it meets the 30% rule, right? And everybody goes, yeah. And I said, and it's got some fiber to it. Is that good? Yeah. Sugar, basically no sugar content in a lot of the, you know, I shouldn't say a lot of them, but there are ones that have very low sugar in your snack category. But what's the problem? The problem is this, that when you look at the package, you got to see how many servings are in the package. This is huge, people. This is probably the biggest factor that shocking people in the grocery store. I hold up this little bag of pretzels. I go, 100 calories per serving, or da-da-da-da, not bad, right? And I hold up the bag, and I go, that's per serving. How many servings do you think are in this bag? And they go, boy, it looks like one or two. And I go, 7. And they gasp. Because they know they open up that bag, they're going to finish that bag. Or they're going to eat half of it, and instead of getting 100 calories, they just got 500 calories from eating pretzels or Doritos or whatever. It's the serving size. They think like 10 chips or, 8 pretzels is a serving size. So, yes, how many people stop after eating 5 chips or 8 chips? No one. They get a big pile of them. I mean, it's ridiculous. They finish when the salsa's gone. Or how about you guys at that, at Mexican food restaurants. We can do that, too, teach people how to eat out. I do that seminar as well. But, I mean, that endless, bottomless, I love it, the bottomless basket of Dorito chips, of corn chips. Oh, my goodness. Kill yourself. Take the gun to your head, right? When you can think about the serving size, they're only 125 calories in one serving. That's 4 or 5 chips. Are those big, and you're eating 50. You're finishing off the salsa before your meal comes, and you're asking for another bowl of chips. I'm telling you, those are killers. That's why the United States, where it's just so gigantic. Okay, so snacks, big issue. So limited quantities, what are some good snacks? I don't eat Fritos, Doritos, potato. I can't stand potato chips. I don't know, something about me. People laugh. They go, how do you not? And I go, I've never eaten them. I've never liked them. I mean, they're greasy. I don't like the flavor of them. They have no value, redeeming value. I mean, what do I want them for? I even bought, we had a Pampered Chef, right, Lydia? And we bought this little thing. We can make our own potato chips. So, she's rubbing her tummy right now. She loves them so much. So I made her this thing I make in the microwave. We can microwave and make our own potato chips. And we slice them. We only use sweet potatoes. And I make them for Lydia because she loves them. So speaking of which, I know what I'm probably making her for lunch today. There you go, she says in the background, yeah. But, I mean, just stay away from these things. Unless you want to make them yourself, then you can make them in a neat way, and you can microwave them. There's no oil, there's no grease, there's no nothing, and they're still terrific. Just sprinkle a little salt on them. Phew, yummy. Okay, limited quantity popcorn, low salt, trail mix, dried. Oh, trail mix is tough, too, because it's very high in calories. Dried fruit, pretzels, no hydrogenated oils because they never had it. Fresh, this is my number one thing. I tell parents all the time, I said, you want your kids to have healthy snacks, then every Sunday you get in the kitchen, you buy stalks of celery, carrots, green peppers, and chop them up, and you put them in baggies. Mix them in baggies, and then every time they want a snack, you say, there it is. The reason we eat unhealthy snacks is because it's so easy. That's the only reason. I totally believe. Because look at the work it takes to chop up all those vegetables and stick them in baggies. But if you just did it every Sunday night, you put 20 bags of those in the refrigerator, anyone who wants a snack, they can just go in there and grab it. You're just taking bad habits, and what is it? The slight edge. Changing bad habits into good habits. And you only have to do it once a week. Kind of like me and my husband. My husband, he wants me to fix him lunch every day because there's nothing good for him to eat around his work. So you know what I do every Sunday? I make 5 lunches. And all I do is I make some kind of meat. He can eat, he can take some vegetables and stuff with him, but I make like 5 lunches for him. So I control what he has at lunchtime every single day. Isn't that great? I mean, and it's so easy for me to do, and I do it every Sunday night. Sunday night, my routine, make his lunches. So he's got all his lunches. So I don't, if you guys do this every day, you're going to drive yourself nuts and you're never going to do it. So you do it once a week. You schedule it. Be prepared, the motto, right? Slight edge. Okay, so drinks. Soda, we know everything about it. I mean, in 12-ounce soft drink, 10 teaspoons of sugar. Again, you're taking a gun to your head. Quit doing it. In the diet drinks, tons of artificial sweeteners, and they're dangerous chemicals. Aspartame will kill you. It'll destroy your heart tissue. It'll destroy your brain tissue. It'll hurt your joints. And so that's only the things that I know that it does. I mean, there are tons of things we don't know what it's doing yet, but aspartame, there's so many lawsuits against Monsanto, it's not even funny. But they're powerful. They'll put this off forever. You and I as consumers got to start fighting and saying, we say no, no more. But when you walk through those aisles and you see the people buying the Diet Coke and the Diet, oh my gosh, it's massive. They sell tons of that stuff. Fruit Juice says, oh, it's really cute. When I was out in California at that wedding, remember I told you I had my 7 grandchildren? Darling, I had orange juice and limeade in there. My grandchildren would come. This is how well, I'm talking about a 4-year-old and a 3-year-old. They'd come in there and go, Grammy, Grammy, I want some, could I get some juice? Would you mix my juice half with water? They tell me this. They tell me to mix their juice half with water. Are these kids not trained well? I mean, I was so proud. I'm telling you, there's a beaming Grammy there. I'm just like, yes, these kids get it. No, they get it. That's the way they want it. And, you know, they wouldn't want it any other way because that's the only way they drink it. If they had straight orange juice, they'd probably gag because it was so rich. I mean, it's just too. So everything is half water, half juice. Teas are best decaffeinated. Be careful. Because, you, again, caffeine is very acidic, so you want to be careful. Decaf can also be acidic. And remember, acid is the thing that cancer thrives on, acid, so you want to be careful with maintaining a balanced diet. Somebody said to me the other day, said, Mary Jo, can't we just do it with our own foods that we eat, keep them balanced? We don't need to take other. Absolutely. You don't need to take any supplements to balance your acidic. You don't have to go get flushes or all these kind of stuff. I mean, there's so many things advertised out there. Just eat well to keep yourself balanced. You know, how many of you know what one of the most non-acidic or alkaline products is? I looked at what's the most alkaline product. I did some research a couple of years ago. I'm not sure, but still, there's probably more information out there. It's raw asparagus. Isn't that funny? Most alkaline thing out there, raw asparagus. So there you go. If you think your diet's too acidic, just, you know, munch on raw asparagus. Energy drinks are killers. I hate these things, these monster drinks, these... What's the other one called? The red one? I can't even remember. Red Bull. Oh, gosh. They're so gross. I don't even want to talk about them. They're just dangerous. They have guarana. They have accelerants. They help destroy your adrenal glands. I mean, long-term, you know, you're going to have no energy. You're going to be totally dependent on this garbage that's destroying you chemically. So it's the worst thing we ever created. Powder drink mixes, you got to watch out for the sugar content as well as chemicals added to it. We usually all of them have excess amounts of chemicals. Nothing, I haven't seen too many out there. In fact, I can't think of any natural powder drink mixes that I would use, but there probably are some good ones. I just don't use powder. Coffee, again, high in caffeine. Decaf has its own problems. I typically tell people a cup a day is not going to kill you, but if you start doing 4 or 5, my sister, it was a nightmare. And I helped her wean herself off of coffee. But, you know, you need to do that. You need to get off of it. And there are plenty of ways to do that, and it's just a matter of you getting disciplined and doing it. Beware of coffee filters, too. A lot of them contain the dioxin, the bleaching of them, to make them white. So you want to get natural coffee filters, non-white. That the bleaching, the dioxin, is carcinogenic. You wonder, isn't it amazing? We wonder why cancer is so rampant in our society when things like coffee filters have dioxins in them that cause cancer. I mean, it's a known cause of cancer. I mean, it's everywhere, but they still make them, and you still use them. Okay, so pizza, be careful on fat content. Fat is what's really big. I remember I eat only vegetable. Veggie Lovers pizza. I mean, that's the only kind I ever have because I don't like the sausage and all that stuff because I know I don't want the hair and I don't want the fat and I don't want everything else, the hoof of the cow and the pig's nose. I don't want all that in my body. And there's no reason for me to have all that in my body, so I don't eat any of that stuff. Well, so I eat vegetarian. You don't mind? I looked up Pizza Hut the other day. Their Veggie Lovers pizza. One slice is 750 calories. One slice! How many slices of pizza do you eat when you order pizza? I mean, one can fill me up, I guess, if I'm not very hungry. But if I'm hungry, I might have two. I never have more than two. But 1,500 calories in dinner? Are you kidding? I usually have 1,500 calories in a whole day. So understand the pizza is very high in calories. And you don't want to ask for extra cheese because that's the biggest danger on pizzas that are not meat is the cheese content. And what's cheese? All fat. So... summarizing everything, so you kind of just went through frozen. I didn't talk about the frozen dinners. I gave you some ideas on frozen dinners because for some of the frozen dinners, there are some good ones out there today, but they're still dangerous. You want to make sure that you're getting at least 400 calories per meal, otherwise you eat multiple ones. Fat less than 50 grams. Saturated fat less than 1 half of the total fat, or one, you know, saturated fat. Less than 1/3, I think it is. I'll have to give you that right number. I got left off. Sodium, less than 800 grams. Fiber, 8 to 10 grams. Sugars, less than 15 grams. Protein, less than 7 grams. So you have a laundry list here of things that correctly give you what you're looking for TV dinners that you want to check on when you buy TV dinners. Because so many times the fat are really huge. The sodium content's very high in TV dinners as well, very low fiber typically, and you sometimes see a lot of sugar in these TV dinners. But most of them, again, I don't eat those things, but a lot of people, you know, do because that's the way they save time in their very busy schedule, and their body is the last thing that matters to them. It's everything else. But I always wonder, in a quandary in my head, what will they do when their body doesn't work anymore? What happens to their busy schedule? And I love it when people say to me, this weekend we were in Austin, my husband and I, and people, probably a half dozen people made some comment at this tournament. We were at a bridge tournament, and they made the comment about, Rachel, where do you get all that energy? And I just smile, and I go, I eat natural. I treat my body right. And they just look at, I mean, they look at you like you're from the moon. Isn't that amazing? But it's true. We have, it's choice. So in summary, stay away from products sweetened with refined sugars, bleached flour. Use at least 3-step process for foods not in the perimeter store. Sugar content, you want less than 8 grams. Fiber, at least 6 to 10 grams where applicable. Low sodium levels. Fat content, less than 30% of calories. No artificial sweeteners. No hydrogenated oils, partial hydrogenated. Kind of use your checklist. Anything inside the store. And remember the opening premises, right? The grocery shopping basics that I gave you under number 2. That's a great list to always use every time you go grocery shopping. And then at the end, I just talked about Dr. Rex Russell, who wrote a book on healthy living, healthy eating, and he has 3 principles to live by. Number 1, eat only substances God created for food. Number 2, as much as possible, eat foods as they were created before they were changed or converted into something humans think might be better. I love that. And number 3, avoid food addictions. Don't let any food or drink become your God. And those are 3. Okay, people, the last 2 things, hopefully we took you around the grocery store today and gave you a lot of insight and tips. There's plenty more. I'm not a guru by any means. I have a lot of knowledge, but there's plenty more out there, and you could train this any way you want and teach it. But it's a fun thing to do, and people really appreciate the knowledge because people don't know. It's amazing what people don't know. I also attached on here an honest food guide, which is great. One side is built on health, and the other is built on disease. Your choice, and there's a legend there that will give you more insight. And then Lydia also attached a healthy grocery shopping list. I did a number of edits. You can see where I edited through that. But I usually hand that out. These are a couple things that I might hand out. Oh, and also how to read a food label. Okay, so I think that's a good thing to hand to people, too, if you're teaching them how to go grocery shopping, because people need to start reading labels, and there are all these tools are available for them to be smarter and make better decisions. All right, we're done for this morning. How did you guys do? Did you hang in there with me, or did you learn something? Is this helpful for you?
Marjo?
Yes.
Could you please give us maybe some sites on the computer where we go to get some of this information you talked about?
Like what information?
I'm trying to think right now. I mean, how much sugar is in things or how much fat or all of that.
You mean like that? You mean like cheese or nuts? How much fats in cheese and nuts? 80% of the calories come from fat? Things like that?
Well, you know,
most of that stuff is just an aggregation. I mean, there's not... I accumulated all this information over a long period of time. Does that make sense? I couldn't even tell you. I mean, if you looked up fat or cheese or you looked up healthy eating and you just said, you know, or even if... I bet you if you just Google grocery shopping... healthy grocery shopping, and you looked under dairy, you'd find a lot of this kind of similar information.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, so just click in healthy grocery shopping, and they'll probably have 20 websites you could go to find. Yeah, you could build your own outline from stuff like that. All of this stuff really exists. I mean, it's knowledge out there that's pretty common. It's just however you want to approach it. Or you want to look at, like if you want to look up the Dirty Dozen, just type in Google the Dirty Dozen, and they'll give you... Just Google the Dirty Dozen, and you'll get this list on your Google sheet. It'll show Dirty Dozen, the dozen fruits or vegetables that are highest in pesticide content. And you can just click on that and find that list. Or the Clean 15, you can just Google the Clean 15, and they'll give you that information, okay? That's all direct. Yeah, that. Just take the words out of my outline and stuff like that, and what I talked to you about, you know, what notes you took, and you can find that just by Googling that. Yeah.
Alrighty. Thank you.
You bet, Anita. I mean, the internet is so awesome for information. Yeah, Fred, did you want to say something, Betty?
Yeah, I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for this awesome educational tour that you just gave us.
Great. Can you use it, Fred? Can you see how you're going to use it? Yeah.
Yes. And you know what? You're right, Mary Jo. Monotech is on the way of getting identified as a real food revolution.
Revolution. Yeah.
Revolution people.
Uh-huh. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. They're not messing around. They're playing hardball with a lot of people out there, trust me. I mean, they're coming up against a lot of, you know, the whole nutrition industry is anti-Manatech because they're calling them out on their stuff. And it's cool. It's good.
Hey, Mary Jo.
Uh-huh.
This is Mary Jo in St. Louis. Thanks so much. This is great handout information, great talk that you gave and embellishing some of your notes. But my question is, looking big picture, when you actually physically, I think the idea of doing a tour in an actual grocery store is awesome.
Yep.
Do you really recruit? Do you actually get possible contacts from doing that? Do you get permission to do it? Or do you just
absolutely. You don't even have to ask permission to the grocery store. I mean, you can tell them that it's going to happen, you know, because it's a public place. They can't restrict you from walking through their store because people shop there. You're just helping educate shoppers. I even, when I do this, sometimes I even engage the people that work there. I'll talk to the meat guy behind the meat counter. I mean, some of those guys know more than you can ever imagine. They know what's really good. They're trying to sell it all, but they'll tell you what's dangerous. I mean, it's funny. It's pretty incredible. You'll find some intriguing things. But, yeah, you'll get, and the neat thing about it is that a lot of the people that you take on a grocery shopping tour are going to become your Manatech associates because they now will start looking at you, Mary Jo. They'll start looking at you as somebody that really cares about them. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And for you to bend over backwards to educate them and give this information, just to open their eyes up to what's healthy in their lives and what's not and how to do a better job of staying healthy. And then after you get done at the end of the grocery store, it's like our tour. I'm doing one in Lubbock on Thursday. I'm doing this exact thing in Lubbock at a grocery store there. And after we get done, we're going to hand out invites to everybody to come to the Extreme Food Makeover the next night. So we're going to try to drive that to come to the meeting. Because when you get turned on so much by learning all of this, you can't wait to learn more. When you get a little bit of information, you go, oh, how do I learn more? And that's how you draw it. You can use this as a stepping stone and then invite them all to an extreme food makeover to understand how they can eat whatever they eat, they can turn it into one of the healthiest things they'll eat all day. And it's how to put back in the foods what industry has stripped out of them. That's what we're going to teach them how to do. Okay?
Thank you.
Got it? Yeah. You bet.
Mary Jo.
Uh-huh.
Mary Jo, this is Rebecca. Can I?
Yeah.
Do you have many people say, well, if we can just add this to the food that's crap, then we don't really need to do that? What's been your experience over the past where people do take, you know, this Manatech products and then
they continue to eat unhealthy? I'll give you a couple experience. Number one, I think anyone who spends $100 to $200 on their foods, on their supplements on a monthly basis, there's something that their brain eventually can't live with the out of integrity issue. Does that make sense? I mean,
yeah.
I think they can. There are very few people that I've started on Manatech products who haven't in some way, shape, or form change their diet over the years because they realize that I'm taking these 100% nutrition supplements, I'm investing in all this, why do I keep eating at McDonald's? It may not happen the first month or the first year, but it will happen a year and a half later, 2 years later. They'll learn more, they get my monthly newsletters, and I'm telling you, it's that slight edge. Eventually, they just get bombarded by enough information. They saw the pink slime on television. They go, you know what? Mary Jo's been trying to get me to shift, and I'm going to now do it. And they, because bad habits are hard to change. So I'm going to suggest to you that you don't build into yourself the expectation that these people are going to change overnight, because they're not going to. Most people can't do that. It's not possible. We have too many bad habits. We have to shift them gradually. That's, again, what the slight edge is about. It's about taking those small steps, changing little things in our life that over the years are going to create monstrous differences. But we got to start now. And that's why I tell people, even when I work with families, I do educational things with families around how to buy groceries. How can I help you in your house? Don't take my grocery store shopping tour and try to change everything tomorrow. You'll have mutiny on the bounty. Your children will divorce you as parents, right?
Yeah.
Kids can't change all that in one day. But can mom over the next 30 days say, we are weaning out of all soda out of our house? Yes. Mom can tackle one thing a month. And maybe the next month she tacks the bread. Get rid of white bread. We start weaning in wheat bread and, seven grain bread, and then we start the snack thing. I had one woman come up to me I was giving seminars at this church, health seminars, not about Manatech. She came up to me like 6 months after. She came to my first one. 6 months later, they had me back there. She came and she goes, Mary Jo, you can't believe it. I have lost 35 pounds. My husband's lost 60 pounds. My kids are both thinning down. All I did from your last 6 months ago, your seminar, I came back and I said, Mary Jo told me I can do one thing. I can't do a lot at the same, but I'm going to try one thing at a time. She goes, I changed our snacks. I got rid of all the trash, and now we have chopped up vegetables and fruit, and that's what's around the house. And look at just that one thing. Our family has lost together over 120 pounds.
Wow.
Is that awesome? Isn't that great? It wasn't about Mary Jo selling Manatech. Do you think that this is not important to me as a human being on this earth? This person is just as important as I am standing on this earth. And if I can have that impact on that family's life, praise God. I mean, what a blessing that was. What a blessing. And I looked at her and I said, you can't even imagine how much you've just blessed me. And thank you for listening. And thank you for loving your family so much that you do something about it. Isn't that neat? That's what I say. Cool. Be the beacon of light. And you know what? This is all about one, and again, I come from the Christian perspective, but I absolutely am totally convicted, as you sow, so shall you reap. So pour into people, and it'll come back to you tenfold. Yeah, who else?
Mary Jo, this is me. I have a question about the GMO seed foods in the grocery store. I had heard and read that up to 80% of the vegetables in the main grocery stores are from GMO seed.
Correct.
Have you addressed that in any way?
You can do that, yeah. In the grocery stores, on the stamps, on the fruits and vegetables, and I didn't put that in the outline, but there's ones that start with 8 versus 9 is the difference between whether it's GMO or non-GMO. They have an organic and non-organic. Let me get that for you. Hang on a second, or I'll send that out to you. I can send that update, but you want to definitely distinguish that. That was not in my notes on this one, and I apologize for that. Thanks for the question. But there's the code number that they have on there. They have to put a 9 or an 8 depending on whether it's organic or non-organic, and you can get better. But I think sometimes you have a confusion around 9 is organic, so anything that's 9 is organic. So the 5-digit code that's on all your fruits and vegetables are organic, and those that begin with 8, note GMO foods. So if you're going to buy, something that's established in it's a federal requirement. So if you're going to buy anything that's on your fruits and vegetables, you want to stick to the 9s, not the 8s.
Okay, but if you're not buying organic, though, and you're just buying conventional fruits and vegetables, I understood that our government did not allow us to be told which were GMO and which weren't.
They say it's not a requirement, okay? It's not a it doesn't mean they can't do it. It means it's not a requirement.
Right.
Follow me? There's a big difference. So a company, people can decide, like the food and vegetable industry can decide that they're going to notify on code that they have, and the industry wants to do that because they want to certify organic, non-GMO. They want to certify that. So that's why the compounds, but I think there's a regulation around fruits and vegetables that has to be done. I think it's not about other products, but I think fruits and vegetables, they have a regulation around it that they have to have a classification code. I'm not sure. I will research that and find out. But I think that's because they want to self-regulate.
Yeah, there is a Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund email that I get periodically, and they're now trying to stop Agent Orange soy and GMO apples. And in one of the paragraphs, it's talking about exposure to 2,4-D has been linked to major health problems that include cancer, especially non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, lowered sperm counts, liver disease, and Parkinson's disease. Growing body of evidence from laboratory studies shows that 2,4-D causes endocrine disruption, reproductive problems, neurotoxicity, and immunosuppression. So these GMO seed things are causing problems like that in our bodies that we don't know how to connect the dots.
Right. And you're absolutely right. And, you know, that whole laundry list that you just read of the disease conditions, fertility and Parkinson's, why are we having epidemic amounts in this country today? Just
right.
Think about it. It all connects. I mean, it isn't like we don't have things. I mean, what's in the air? No, it's what we're eating. What are we doing? We're eating edible food-like substances that have all been modified, nothing like what God intended to put in our bodies. Absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And that's why, you know, you got to do the best you can do. I mean, you don't want to walk down that path, and you sure as heck don't want your kids, your children, and your grandchildren to do it. And that's why, you know, I'm still walking around this earth going, I have 7 grandkids and they're totally healthy. None of them have ADD. None of them have asthma, allergies, ear infections. None of them, I mean, they don't miss school. They don't, I mean, it's amazing. How does somebody do that today? You do it only because you are obedient to what we're supposed to eat. You eat everything organic. You might, one of my daughters she doesn't even buy milk off the shelf. She goes to farms to buy milk direct from the farm. I mean, it's just, she goes, I'm doing whatever I can. I love my children, and I'm going to give them the best and the healthiest life possible. And that's what she does. So it's just it's a challenge, though. You're absolutely right, and we need entities like the one you just mentioned. There are plenty of them out there, and we need, as Manatechers, to carry this torch and be out there really going after it, because that's what our products are about, real food. Real food, no chemicals, no preservatives, no additives, no synthesizing. We want real food technology, period, end of story, right? So you guys got it. Let's go fight the battle together. We need, trust me, we need all of us to be out there doing this, and you all are capable. What I just taught you on today, any one of you could do this. I mean, you don't have to be an expert, but definitely it's something that each and every one of us can contribute to people's lives to make a difference. And again, just like that one woman, all she did was do what? Change the snacks in her house because of she heard Mary Jo speak, and they lost over 120 pounds in their household in 6 months. That's so awesome. I mean, it's just a blessing. Hi, people. Love you all. I got to run. So great call. Great. Take this information. Have fun with it. Build your own. I'm sorry about it. I should have wrote about the 9 and the 8 on the outside of the stickers on the fruits and vegetables. Add that to your fruit and vegetable department. Very good information for people to have. And thank you for bringing that and introducing that at the end so I could tie that in as well. All right, everybody. Love you all. And don't forget, today's last day. Join me in the Slight Edge program. Let Lydia know today, because our first webinar is tonight at 9 o'clock Central Time, and we're kicking off and we'll be off to the races. I got to get the books in the mail tomorrow or Wednesday, so we got to get our final tally so we know who to ship the books out to. Okay, love you guys.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.